All right, well, that's a smoking hot deal on a 500. So, all right, we'll catch you later. Later, Anthony. Go ahead, Ben.
Yeah, sorry to jump in late. I've been actually traveling quite a bit. We were down in South Carolina. The youngest took the in-laws down. Nothing more fun than traveling with old people. I'm not quite sure if traveling with old people is more fun than traveling with toddlers, but I did hear you guys talking about we camped a ton. Like I said, we had a bumper pool and a fifth wheel. I would just recommend, and Sean, it sounded like what you're looking to do is precisely what we did, right? So it's all about the journey. And I got a million stories. We could seriously take hours going over. One of the funnest times was me and my son driving back. We took from Arizona back to Detroit. We drove the old Route 66 back pulling a 34-foot bumper pull. It was hilarious, but fun times. But I would suggest that you don't get a van camper, unless you're going to be staying someplace for a long time, because setting up a turn down is a pain in the butt. With a bumper pull or a fifth wheel, you go to the campsite, unhook, set everything up, and then you got your vehicle to go out and do your day journeys. So we did that with the kids forever. And we've literally been, gosh, all over the country. And I'm on my second truck. It's got 180,000 miles on it, and it's literally been all over the country yanking that fifth wheel around.